Hi, Dan.
Hi, Allie.
So, I called Dan this morning, right? And I was like, hey, you want to just chat while we work?
And then we got no work done.
We got absolutely no work done. We got
no work.
So, I guess now we're getting more no work done. And
yeah. Complete.
We're both individually eating ice cream too.
I was supposed to promise that I was also going to sleep, but I found that if we just keep talking, I don't have to sleep. So.
Oh man, he's terrible. Like in the comments, you guys should make him fucking sleep. Like he doesn't fucking sleep. Okay, like fuck. So today I will be posting a questionnaire on GWA Backstage. And so Dan has agreed to be the guinea pig and do the questionnaire completely blind, not having seen any of the questions. So, hi, Dan. How you doing?
Hi, Allie. I'm doing great. I'm so ready. I woke up this morning thinking, wow, you know what? I'm so excited for that questionnaire.
You didn't even wake up this morning. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, that's true. I didn't even wake up.
He's out here like, I woke up this morning. Uh-huh, yeah, sure you did.
Yeah, that's what I sound like. Oh my god. The ice cream, the cone almost went down the wrong throat. Anyway.
How did I get you to agree to do this? Like, how do I get people to agree to do these weird fucking things with me? I don't understand.
Dude, you asked me a question about pizza toppings earlier, and I literally told you like my whole life story before I answered your question. So, you know, at this point, it was whatever.
The pizza story was very interesting to anybody listening. Dan will probably get into that some other day, but today he will be answering Allie's jam. That's JAM, jar of absolute mayhem questionnaire. Okay, are you ready, Dan?
You know, if you had. You know what would be really cool is that if we like said the same thing, like that together, but we, like at the same time. So it's like, Allie's jam. Hey. So stupid. Okay. You know, like a legit like intro opening. But
Dan wants his audio to be like a million minutes longer than it should be.
Oh man. I mean, we're already way over time on the original like intent for this call, but let's go. Let's go. Okay. Let's get to the questions.
Okay, so there are 5 questions, Dan, but there is an additional question within each question because you are going to be playing what is called the hard mode version of this questionnaire. So hell, for anyone listening, if you want to do my questionnaire, stop listening, do your recording, and then come back, okay? Because you're not supposed to know the hard mode questions when you do the questionnaire.
Hell yeah,
that's hard cheating.
Mode.
Yeah. Oh, stop.
Hard mode. We don't do soft mode here.
I mean, I would hope you aren't soft, you know? We kind of need you hard.
Man, that just happened, huh?
What?
I mean, I was just referring to like hard questions and soft questions, and then...
What's a soft question, Dan? What is a soft question? Do you like pizza? Because that definitely wasn't a soft question.
Yeah, that was a long fucking question. But technically speaking, it would have a soft question would have a different Rockwell hardness factor. Assuming you could measure questions by the level of hardness in the question, assuming questions had physical materials and physical properties that you could actually measure using the right tools. But anyway. Holy shit, what is the first question?
We haven't even finished the introduction yet.
What?
I'm just gonna keep going.
That's the introduction? Oh my god. I'm so sorry.
No, like, this was the intro. I've been trying to get to question one this whole time, but then you went off.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
Wow, he's adorable. Okay, question number one, Dan. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
If you could write anyone's name into the death note, aka effectively killing them with an untraceable heart attack, would you? Explain your thoughts on the ability to kill someone with a simple notation.
Oh, man. Okay.
And this isn't even the hard mode yet, so.
That's not even a hard mode on that, but this is like, this is, there's no one like that, there's no one in my life that I've met that I have held a, like, such a deep grudge towards that I would wish them dead. So yeah, that one, oh, geez. Do we have to like write their name?
So I said, if you
No. BMW guy.
BMW guy? What?
There's a guy, BMW. Or okay, in the off chance that he actually listens to this, holy shit, fuck you. And in the off chance that someone else in my life that actually knows this story, you know exactly who I'm talking about, but... Man, fuck you. Yeah, no, that's it. That's all I'm gonna say on that BMW guy.
Dan, I love that I asked you if you could do it, would you? And the simple question, the simple answer would be yes or no.
Oh, Dan, I thought you asked me who. Oh man, my hearing is garbage. Oh man, this is so bad.
But it's okay, you know why? Because the hard mode version is you must answer yes and say who you'd kill and why. And I put the notation as, I told you, this is absolute mayhem. I want you to commit murder on the first question.
Well, essentially, bro, you gaslit me. And then on top of that, had the nerve to try and steal my work for the project we were working on and pass it off as a team effort. So, yeah, not cool, dude, at all. Fuck you, as a matter of fact. So, yeah.
Wait, but would you fuck him? That's a question.
Oh, I won't deny, unfortunately, probably. Like, it would have to be, like, a serious, like, hate fuck, though, like.
Oh, my God. Maybe that was the hard mode. Would you like to move on to the next question,
yeah.
Dan?
Yeah.
Question number two. If you could create your own love potion, describe the ingredients you'd put in and the outcome you'd seek to achieve with it. Would you want them to fall madly in love with you? What does that look like?
Okay, number one, first ingredient is chocolate.
Okay.
Right off the bat, chocolate. I fucking love chocolate. Like, oh man, it's, oh, okay. You know, like the soft, like the tiny, like chocolate sprinkles on top of, like with a hard milk chocolate shell, but then on the inside is gonna be like this more fudgy but more bitter chocolate, so that it blends nicely with the, so that like it balances like the heavy, like the creamy, like milk chocolate shell on the outside. Oh, fuck yeah.
So like a truffle.
Yeah.
Okay, so you'd put a truffle in it. Is there anything else, or is your love potion literally a truffle?
Dude, my love potion is like, yeah, my, dude, my love potion is literally chocolate syrup. Like, I'll be straight with you. Like, someone's, like, if it had to be like, it, like, I just gave you like the edible, right? Like, if someone's like, all right, drink this, I think better be chocolate. Like, like that's my love potion. As for the effect, the GWA horn dog in me says, wants an aphrodisiac kind of effect.
Oh my God, Dan, you're just skipping straight into my hard modes.
Really? Wait, what was the easy? Wait, what was the soft mode question?
The soft mode question is: would you want them to fall madly in love with you? What does that mean? Like? Yeah, like what does that mean to you? Like having someone madly in love with you?
Oh, someone that's madly in love with me would not only laugh at my vocal tics and laugh with my jokes, but also someone that would accept me for my faults, or accept me for the person that I am. Yeah.
Aw, that's so nice. And you'd pour chocolate syrup right down their throat.
I mean, yo, yeah. I mean, I'll pour it down my throat too. Like, fuck, man, give me some of that chocolate too.
Okay, so the hard mode is the love potion is also an aphrodisiac. Now describe what that outcome would look like for you. For your specific love potion, what kind of sexual desires would you have induced in your newly enamored partner?
Wait, so it's like, what is the what is the physiological like effect of the potion, and then what would I want to do to that person?
Sure, you could interpret the question however you'd like, sir.
Oh man, all right, let's see. So, I will admit I've never taken any kind of like aphrodisiac substances. So I actually have no idea how any of this works.
It's a fantasy, man. Just make shit up. She could grow like a million tentacles. I would not judge you. Like, you can do whatever you want.
Oh damn, you were like thinking about that stuff. I was like thinking like you know, like first like does it start kind of like with like first like your heart starts beat like starts your heart rate starts accelerating. And blood starts flowing to the genitals in your body as you slowly start becoming more and more aroused to this person who's you cannot take your eyes off of, who suddenly seems to just shine like the sun, and everything else pales in comparison to the visage of this absolute god or goddess of the person before you. Now, as this happens, you just can't find every word that this person speaks is just like music to your ears, and you just cannot help but want to be closer and feel everything about this person, from not just their touch but their breath, and is that it? Just breath and touch, and to just experience rapture in the rapture. Holy shit, that's like the end of the world, right?
Yeah.
But it just becomes this uncontrollable heat that you can only slake through unstoppable sex. God, that makes it sound like a fucking train's coming through. Like, but I don't know how aphrodisiacs work. But man, yo, if you sprouted like 10 tentacles and like suddenly options become open, right? And like, you could do so much with that. I'm just gonna put that out there, is that if the tentacles is a side effect, fuck yeah, more surface area, more possibilities, just, you know.
Okay, is that good? Are you good?
Yeah, I think that pretty much covers I think it pretty much covers the aphrodisiac effects of that love potion, of a chocolate love potion.
Delicious. Okay, question number 3. If you had to eat one food item / ingredient for the rest of your life, what would it be and why? If applicable, what foods will you miss that contain this item? This is a singular item, like celery, not a dish.
Can we, are we allowed to like manipulate it in any way? Like, are we allowed to cook it or prepare it in different ways? I know it's not a dish, it's a single ingredient, but like,
single ingredient, so it's like if you were to say like chicken, you can't season it.
Would I be able to like put it over a fire though?
Yeah, you could prepare it in different ways, but you could only eat the single ingredient.
Oh, okay. All right. Off the bat, I know you said one, and like I've already thought of like three. Number one is, hold on, does nutritional value, are we gonna assume that everything has the same nutritional value, or does this like play a part, or
you'll live
okay?
And you can't say chocolate because chocolate has multiple ingredients in it.
Yeah. In the case of like beef, right, like does saying like beef, or do I have to specify like a cut?
I think you have to specify a cut, yeah.
Okay, so it had to be like a cut or like a steak, like ground beef, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Damn.
I told you. I mean, these questions are hard.
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to like narrow it down and understand the rules and boundaries that I can exist in. 3 dimensions, by the way. Oh my fucking god, I just thought of like Interstellar. Anyway, is time the fourth dimension? Ground beef.
Ground beef.
We got to ground beef from Interstellar. It has nothing to do with my answer, but that's just how that played out. All right, so what's the hard mode? What's the hard mode question on?
Wait. So you picked ground beef? Like, you didn't even tell us what your answer was.
You asked what it was, the single ingredient.
Yeah, so what is your single ingredient?
Ground beef.
Oh, well, okay. So then I said, then the other question within the question was, what foods will you miss that contain this item? Because now you could only eat ground beef prepared in ground beef ways. But what would you miss that contains ground beef?
Oh, wait, shit. Does this mean burgers are out of the question?
You can only eat the ground beef. Like, you can't eat the, like, you can't eat the bun or the lettuce or anything. Like, you literally are picking one singular item to eat.
All right, shoot me in the head and get, and I'm going to pull up. Black beans is Dan Asko's final answer to the question of what is the only food /one ingredient, what is the one ingredient you would eat for the rest of your life if you could only eat that?
Well, why black beans?
Why not? So good.
I don't like beans.
What?
I like beans, but I don't think I would eat them for the rest of my life. No.
Damn. You do so much with black beans. Oh, black beans are so good. And you can eat them by themselves too. So good.
Okay. Just so everybody knows, my answer would be potatoes. To say, because
wow.
Potatoes, you can mash them, you can make french fries, you can bake them. The versatilities are endless. Okay.
Yeah, you can do that with all the beans too. You can fry them, you can mash them, you can bake them.
Okay, so the hard mode version of this question is, you must pick a food item /ingredient to eliminate from existence. Whatever you pick will disappear forever, including all the dishes that have it as an ingredient. Explain why you pick that specific item.
Oh, man. You really want to give me this power? Oh, man. All right. All right. Okay, that's actually difficult because, like, I think that you can make a lot of things work with the right ingredients and the right combinations of ingredients.
Yeah, so essentially, you whatever you pick, if it has it in a specific thing, it disappears. Even if it's in it in like alternative versions of that thing, it disappears completely.
Holy crap. Ketchup.
Really?
Like, not tomatoes, ketchup.
No, but ketchup isn't like an no, it has to be like an ingredient. Like, ketchup is a processed item.
Yeah.
So you have to say like tomatoes.
No, but people put ketchup in like things.
Yeah, but it's a tomato. It's based in tomato.
Oh, come on.
It has
You're
to
really
be-
gonna tell me that.
Yes, it has ketchup to be like
it's really tomatoes.
It has to be like an ingredient, like an item, like salt and pepper, or like what? Celery or something. You know.
Actually, yeah, let's get rid of celery. I really don't like the taste of celery.
But then now, so, see, I say celery, right? Because everyone's like, oh my god, I hate, like, celery. But you have to think that, like, how many sauces have celery as a base? Like, celery, carrots, onions.
I'm eating black beans the rest of my life. I don't care. I can afford to lose celery.
Okay, so is celery your final answer, really? Like,
look, if I can't get rid of ketchup, it's going to be celery. I'm not kidding.
What is this against ketchup, though? I'm very curious.
Because ketchup to me is like an escape from flavor, okay? I think that people add ketchup to things that, like, what putting ketchup on anything to me signifies is that you don't like the way that thing tastes, which can be perfectly justified if it like actually does taste really bad. But what it means then, but like when people say like, oh yeah, man, like I have to, like, putting ketchup in a burger means that all the ingredients in the burger aren't satisfactory enough, that you have to have ketchup to fix it. Like if you want to like come at me with, oh yeah, but Dan, it adds this like nice zesty flavor. Okay, get yourself some fresh tomatoes and cut your onions properly. if you want to get that zest, like put it like what ketchup is to me is like an under is either disrespect of whatever it is you're putting it on or a cover up, and I can't abide by that. I really do not like. I think ketchup is like ketchup is your crutch. I think ketchup is a crutch. Is that when people put ketchup on shit, it's because either you cannot handle the taste of it, or it's there to or it's the masking agent. That's it. That's ketchup.
So okay, folks, you heard it here. Dan doesn't like fucking ketchup. You're welcome. Okay. Question number 4. If you could enter the dream space, like in Inception, and do actual in real life things like watch TV, read books, etc. in your sleep, would you? What kind of things would you opt to do in the dream space versus real life?
Hold on. So I can enter the dream space and then just like read a book?
Yeah. Like you have, you know, like if you sleep for 8 hours, then you have the 8 hours to do whatever.
So it's kind of like a hyperbolic time chamber of sorts, but like not like, but you can't like physically, but you can't affect like your physical self, right? But only.
No, you could just do stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like a hyperbolic time chamber for your mind in a sense. Well, it's not really hyperbolic because it's not like time outside is like, hold on. Is time on a 1-to-1 scale with the physical world?
Sure. Let's make the question simple. Yeah.
Okay. I probably want to sleep in that fucking world too.
Oh my God.
God, I need sleep. what was the rest of the question?
Oh my God. I just said, if you could enter the dream space, would you? And then what kind of things would you opt to do in the dream space versus in real life?
Oh yeah, no, I'd enter the dream space to ensure that my brain shuts down and goes into the proper sleep mode so I don't wake up every 3 hours. It's like ensuring quality sleep, I think, is like nuts.
Okay. So this next question might be difficult for you. Okay. Hard mode. Capitalism has now taken over the dream space, and you've been offered a job where you work only when you're asleep. You don't wake up restful, but now you have the rest of the day ahead to do whatever you want. Is this ideal for you? Why?
I mean, yeah, right? Because then, assuming I can enter the dream space at will, I enter the dream space to work, wake up. My mind is mentally not there, but now I can... Going back onto my previous power, I can now ensure that I get quality sleep all the time.
No, no, no. Okay, so every time you sleep, you go to work.
Yeah, but then when I wake up.
So when you're awake, you're like awake in reality. And yeah. When you go back to sleep, you go to work.
Right, but then.
So whenever you're asleep, you're working.
Yeah, but then. But okay, assuming that that's my job, though, to like work when I'm asleep. When I wake up, then I'm not working. Right, so yeah, now I can sleep.
But no, yeah. But you're awake. You can't go back to sleep.
Why can't I go back to sleep? I'm not working. This is like, that's like, you're like telling me that people who work the graveyard shift suddenly can't fall asleep because now they're awake during the day, or like they get off work like during the day.
Essentially, what you're saying is that you're gonna just be asleep the whole time. Like, are you? So you're not even gonna be awake in reality ever again. Like, you're gonna work in the dream space, then you're gonna be asleep.
I mean, yeah, that would actually kind of suck. I mean, assuming like, yeah, like I'm gonna be. I mean, yeah, sure, yeah, that would suck. But I mean, like, even like, okay, assuming it's like the same regular like work hours, right? Assuming you don't work for like Uncle E, we love you, Elon. It's like you sleep your 8-hour shift, wake up, you're mentally tired, you're mentally exhausted, and then but you can also like sleep for 8 hours like a normal human being. And then like do all your stuff like the rest of the day, It's just that it's kind of skewed towards like most of your, like half your day being like sleeping this time. Basically, like the way like I'm seeing this is that the 8 hours I would spend awake working in the real space would be spent asleep, would be spent working asleep in the dream space. So it just shifts where this 8 hours is spent. That's just all this is to me.
Never ask a creative question to a logical person. This is the kind of answer you're going to get. Like, that's all I have to say. Okay, Dan, final question. Are you ready? Yeah, question number 5. This one's a good one, okay? If you could swap bodies with anyone in the world just for a single day, who would you choose and why? What would you do while you were in their body?
Oh, man. Swap bodies with someone? And then what was the second part of that question? What would I do?
What would you do in their body for that day? So you have their entire, so you wake up in their body, and then when you go to sleep.
Keira Knightley. Oh, wait, am I allowed to do that? Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, you're allowed to, I think you're allowed to name
it. I mean, it's not like she's listening, right? I mean, yeah. If you are, love your movies. I just watched Pride and Prejudice last week. Oh my God, amazing movie.
Yeah, she's pretty hot in that movie.
Keira Knightley, explore all the bodily functions that I do not have as a male and wire about 30% of your bank account to mine.
Why are you trying to steal her money, bro?
I mean, was the first part of that not like, it's not stealing, it's a transference. It's an allocation. Of funds.
Wow. So you take over her body and you,
yes,
do a lot of things with it.
Wait, would that mean that Kira's in my body? Is this how this works? All right. I would find myself and we would fuck.
But I like that in this scenario, you think that Keira Knightley in your body would want to fuck herself. Oh,
God, that's a good point too. Oh, that's a super good point.
So would you want to find yourself? Because then wouldn't she know that, you know?
Do I have access to that love potion from earlier?
Oh my God. You know, it's a fantasy. Yeah, sure. So you're going to pour chocolate syrup down your throat, except it's actually Keira Knightley,
yes,
inside of your body. So you're going to make yourself fall in love with her, except you're in her body.
The effects, I assume, would not just be like physical, right? Like it's a mental thing too. So it would persist even after we swapped. And then I don't have to wire 30% of her funds.
Because you guys would just. Okay. Dan, are you ready?
All right. Yeah, let's go.
Buckle your seatbelts.
Oh, I'm buckled.
Ready? Okay. Hard mode. You've just woken up in Keanu Reeves' body. Now, would you please give me, user Aloe Vera Honey, a call so I can fangirl and possibly give you a smooch? Thanks. And that's the end of our questionnaire, guys, because I'm pretty sure if any of you woke up in Keanu Reeves' body, you better fucking call me. You better fucking call and say, hey, Allie, it's Keanu Reeves. Wanna fuck? And I'll be like, yes, Mr. Reeves, please. Thank you.
Oh, man. I was thinking of like the Cyberpunk 2077 trailer where you wake up and Keanu's like, wake the fuck up, samurai. We got a city to burn. And then...
I'm so excited to fuck Keanu Reeves in that game.
Oh my God, yes, me too.
It's the only reason why I bought Cyberpunk. I'm gonna be honest. Okay, full disclosure. I bought Cyberpunk 2077 to fuck Keanu Reeves. I mean...
What's the name of the city? Is it called Night City?
Yeah, it's called Night City.
What makes a criminal in Night City? Getting caught. I'm a bad guy. That's how the trailer goes. Oh my God, I'm so sorry for anyone that's made it this far.
I am impressed if you guys made it through all that. This was definitely a lot longer than either me or Dan were expecting, but I guess that just happens with all of my content. Surprise, surprise. How do we end this?
I don't know.
Well, I hope you enjoyed Dan answering these questions. If you're interested in hearing me answer my own questions, I might do this questionnaire. Though after hearing Dan's answers, how could I top those? Let me be real. did you have a fun time?
Yeah. Yes, this was entertaining. And yes, this was awesome. This was awesome. Aww. I loved it.
I'm so happy to hear that. Well, there's no outro. If you made it this far, pick an emoji, Dan. Pick an emoji.
Oh man. Okay, you can either leave the skillet with an egg on it. I love that one. The skillet with the egg on it is actually one of my favorites. I just like almost never get to like use it, except for all the like food audio ones. That's the one. If I can only pick one, that's the one.
Okay, yeah. So leave that emoji, the egg in the skillet emoji, if you've made it this far. Thank you for sitting through this and hearing Dan's answers. Bye.
Bye.